All right, well, today we are talking about nitrogen and nitrogen stabilizers, just how you're going to use your nitrogen better overall. So first on the show, we've got Eric Moore with us. He's with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you getting along?
Excellent. Okay, so when we talk about Soil Warrior and especially strip-till machines, what's your advice usually when it comes to nitrogen application in terms of timing, amount, how you put it on exactly? Where's that conversation usually start with guys?
You know, it really starts, I guess where it starts is where they're geographically located. With the environmental tillage systems, we cover a big part of the country. And if we get growers back in the, I would say the upper Midwest, where they get a lot of rainfall and we can get a lot of leaching problems, a lot of times we recommend the nitrogen stabilizers to control that leaching and that nitrogen movement. If we get growers that are out in the western part of the United States, the soils are very heavy, very deep, and it's very arid. So they can really store nitrogen, whether they put that on in the fall after the soil temperature is below 50 degrees or they put it on in the spring. A lot of times our growers will use nitrogen stabilizers, though, especially in sandy soils, to use that kind of as a slow release or a controlled release of that nitrogen, not only to keep it from leaching away in the sands, but to have it slowly become available throughout that season.
You know, the thing that I always kind of think about whenever we start talking about nitrogen stabilizers and just nitrogen use in general was growing up on the farm, and this goes back to our dad. I just remember having a conversation with him about stabilizers, and I don't remember if I was in high school, college, right after college. I'm not exactly sure, but all I know is I brought it up to him, and he goes, well, why would I spend the money on that? I'll just put on 20 pounds more nitrogen, and then I know I'm good. And I said, well, okay, you can do that, but now we've wasted nitrogen. And the problem is, where can that nitrogen go? If it ends up in the groundwater, that's not a good thing for any farmer. And it was no big deal back then because we weren't putting on much nitrogen. We were probably fine either way. We weren't going to lose it, most likely. But now, with these high rates that we're using, we have to in order to get the big-time yields that we're talking about. I mean, it's just a whole different ballgame. I think that's really changed things in the last 10 to 15 years, the just overall nitrogen use. How do you feel about that?
I agree 100%, and especially when you look at trying to maintain these high field levels. We know that over 50% of that corn plant's nitrogen is taken up between V8 and tasseling time. And it's really a matter of not only the total amount of nutrients we put out, but making sure that they're there at the right time for that crop to use it.
Right.
And that's, you know, if we look at strip till, I usually recommend that we put down a base application of our nitrogen. Let's put our building applications and our phosphorus, our potassium, those things. Put enough nitrogen down with that strip till to get that plant growing, get it up through that V6, V8. And then if we have fertigation or side race capabilities, that's the time that we can make some of those in-season applications and really spoon feed that crop for maximum yields if we have that capability.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so how about anhydrous versus urea versus liquid 28%? I assume you've got guys doing all three of those different things in strip till, correct?
We do. You know, and if you get into western Kansas and Colorado in heavy soils where they can run, in the fall, they can run anhydrous ammonia and really run pretty big rates. It doesn't get away. It doesn't leach away. Mm-hmm. Some areas, you know, if we get back east, anhydrous has really gone away. Part of that is because it converts very fast, and it's very leachable. So if we're still going to run anhydrous ammonia in those regions, then I would certainly recommend some sort of a nitrogen stabilizer to keep that from converting and being readily movable, I guess, in the soil. But I think it, again, there with anhydrous ammonia, I like to see people be safe with that amount that they apply, so that we get that sliced field if we're using a shank type machine, and so it doesn't gas up and get close to our seeding depth. It's really a risky proposal sometimes.
All right. Well, again, we've been speaking to Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks a lot for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Brian.
You bet.